Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy, and looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1963, in Americus, Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of
you. No.
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
For decades, he watched this country evolve and shift, and in many ways treat black people the same. But how he went hard for our people, even at 91 years old, will inspire you to never stop fighting for our rights. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. 50 years after the legendary March on Washington, the groundbreaking event where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech, countless people gathered again at the Lincoln Memorial. One 91-year-old activist would inspire the entire crowd with these moving words. Reverend Joseph Lowery played an essential role during the Civil Rights Movement. Dubbed the Dean of the era, he was there organizing, marching, and mobilizing for our people, and he never stopped, even in old age. With restrictive voting laws oozing racism, he had to warn the people. That's why his words at the 50th anniversary of the march are so iconic. They go as follows. We ain't going back. We've come too far, marched too long, prayed too hard, wept too bitterly, bled too profusely, and died too young to let anybody turn back the clock on our journey to justice. The crowd gave resounding cheers in response to his passionate words, proving something very important. No matter how old or young you are, we must keep fighting the good fight for our people. The dream Martin Luther King Jr., Lowery, and other civil rights leaders envisioned almost decades ago still hasn't been fulfilled. But as Joseph Lowery did until the day he died, we can advocate for it to be our future. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.